Captain Blanc, Stardate 429-23.4. Despite misgivings, I have agreed to Starfleet's request that the Enterprise divert to the Brass Lota system to take part in a war game exercise. Joining us as observer and mediator is the Zach Dawn master strategist, Sirma Kalrami. Mr. Kalrami, Captain Jean-Luc Picard, welcome aboard.
Captain, I bring you greetings from those at Starfleet Command.
Will you care to be shown to your quarters?
I require a little rest, Captain. I prefer that we commence with our mission.
Despite their reputations, this Zach Dorn does not appear to be a very formidable warrior.
In the game of military brinksmanship, individual physical prowess is less important than the perception of the species as a whole. For over 9 millennia, potential foes have regarded the Zach Dorns as having the greatest innately strategic minds in the galaxy.
So no one is willing to test that perception in combat.
Exactly.
Then the reputation means nothing.
The Brass Lota system. In orbit around the second planet is the 80-year-old star cruiser Hathaway.
He is still your first choice.
Commander Riker will captain the Hathaway.
You will have 48 hours to ready your vessel before the Enterprise attacks.
And will experience actual battle conditions.
Correct. Engineering will disconnect the Enterprise's weapons and link the system with the modified laser pulse beam. All hits will be recorded electronically. If the computer registers damage, it will act accordingly, shutting down the affected areas for the appropriate repair time. Additional questions? Captain Picard, it is my understanding that you initially resisted Starfleet's request for this simulation.
Yes.
May I know why?
Starfleet is not a military organization. Its purpose is exploration.
Then why am I here?
With the Borg threat, I decided that my officers and I needed to hone our tactical skills. In a crisis situation, it is prudent to have several options.
I prefer brains over brawn as well.
I think it's a waste of effort to test our combat skills. It's a minor province in the makeup of a starship, Captain.
Your objection is noted. Let us hope that your distaste for the exercise will not affect your strategic abilities.
Mr. Kalrami, when I agree to do something, I do it. Do you care to surrender now, Captain?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Thank you.
one, you aren't allowed a complement of 40, so select whom you will. Save, of course, Mr. Data, who will serve as my first officer during your absence.
I had envisioned you defining the crew.
On my ship, the leader of an away team has total control of the mission. If you want to judge leadership, why not start at the beginning?
Very well. Captain.
My, what a charmer.
Doctor.
Captain, he needs an attitude adjustment.
The Zakdornian culture is replete with self-assuredness and confidence. Seldom is it undeserved. For example, Kol Rami is a third-level grand master at the game of Stratagema.
Another millimeter. That's it, a little more. There. That's excellent.
Lieutenant?
Yes, Commander.
Heard about the simulation aboard the Hathaway.
Oh, yes, sir, and the best of luck to you. I've researched those old Avidine engines. They're archaic by our standards. Very touchy.
Anticipating the worst, do you think they can be whipped into shape in 48 hours?
I've already taken the liberty of putting together a few necessities.
Enter!
Am I disturbing you?
Just finished.
You know of the simulation. What do you think?
Waste of time.
It's just designed to be an exercise.
Useless. If there is nothing to lose, no sacrifice, then there is nothing to gain.
You mean besides pride? Well, in this case, it doesn't matter. I probably haven't got a chance.
There is always a chance.
Slim, the Hathaway's most sophisticated weapon system, even in a computer mock-up, can't hope to defeat the Enterprise.
Well, still...
You're outmanned, you're outgunned, you're out-equipped. What else have you got?
Guile.
Join me.
The honor is to serve.
Begin long-range scanning of all sectors within 3 light years at Bratislava. How's your crew shaping up?
It's complete, but I would like to request an addition.
Anyone in particular?
With your permission, I would like Acting Ensign Crusher on board for educational observation.
Thank you, Captain.
It appears we'll have some time before reaching Barat Loda. I was wondering if you'd agree to play me in a game of Stratagema.
Although I'm intrigued by the audacity of your request, I can't fathom why you would wish the encounter.
I enjoy a challenge.
Very well. An opponent of limited dimensions can often be quite diverting.
Thank you.
So, you're going to beat him, huh?
Nope.
Well, then it's going to be a close one.
Nope.
But you have got a chance. Are you even going to bother to show up?
Sure. Kol Rami is the best ever at Stratagema. Just to get to play him is a privilege.
So aside from your being privileged, is there anything else I can look forward to?
Nope.
This is going to be exciting.
Against an opponent of approximate skill, Stratagema can last well over 1,000 moves.
I wouldn't bet on this being here that long.
I've wagered heavily in the ship's pool that you will take him past the 6th plateau.
And if I don't?
I will be irritated.
Forever curious, this urge to compete.
What's a human response? That inborn craving to gauge your capabilities through conflict.
Doctor, there are other ways to challenge oneself.
Well, perhaps, but they all lack a certain thrill. Data,
Humans sometimes find it helpful to have an outsider set the standard by which they're judged.
To avoid deceiving oneself.
Maybe you should challenge Kohlrami to stratagema.
Why, Doctor?
Because when someone is that smug, you occasionally have to deflate them just a little.
Yeah, Data. I'd like to see your neural flex tear him down a bit.
To what end?
Computer, actuation positions for stratagema. Ready? Begin.
Come on, Commander. Come on now.
Will.
You can do it. You can get
Will.
Him. Come on, Commander. Come on, you got him. Watch him now.
On the bus. That's it?
I'm afraid so.
You only made 23 moves.
Congratulations.
Commander Riker, there's your next challenge. Away team assembled and ready to transport, Commander.
I may get over there. I want to come right home.
Good luck, number one. Captain.
The simulation will commence in 48 hours.
Some emergency bridge lighting here.
Not good.
You're wrong, Mr. Worf. It's fantastic. And it's ours.
Mr. Worf? Lieutenant LaForge is a superior officer. The honor should be his.
Worf, this is a battle simulation. You're my tactical officer. Discussed its security, and we agreed. Need you by my side.
Science, Worf. If engineering's anything like the bridge, I'm going to have my hands full.
Attention, crew of the USS Hathaway. This is your captain. Over the next 2 days, you might lose a lot of sleep. But with your skill and your stamina, we'll have this old lady ready to fly. I want hourly progress reports from all stations. Riker out.
Dilithium fragments left in the holding clamp. Even if we had crystals that were intact, there's no antimatter to fuel the drive.
Any recommendations?
No, sir.
We haven't got a prayer.
Would you like to transfer back to the Enterprise, Mr. Crusher?
No, sir.
Wes, remember, our purpose is to improvise. The effort that counts.
Open.
I believe the rules are understood by all.
Weapons conversion, Lieutenant Burke.
Complete, Captain.
Signal received. Locked on.
She's really been stripped down, Captain.
The only offensive systems you'll need will be simulated by computer.
What's the Zach Dornian word for mismatch?
Challenge. We do not whine about the inequities of life. And how you perform in a mismatch is precisely what is of interest to Starfleet. After all, when one is in the superior position, one is expected to win.
Screen off. You have the bridge, Mr. Data.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Commander Data, I'm intrigued by your challenge. Well, Dr. Pulaski informed me of your desire to play a game of strategy.
But I expressed no such interest.
What Commander Data means is that he would never have asked you himself, but I know that he's very interested in pitting his skill against yours.
Play against the machine. Why should I wish to?
I don't blame you. It's no fun going into a game when you know you're going to lose.
But I wouldn't lose. Now you're no doubt going to tell me that I have to prove it to you.
Come on, Data, you can't let that pass.
Indeed, I cannot.
Then you will play for the honor of your ship.
The honor of the ship. It's your reputation that's on the line.
My knowledge of the Enterprise's security override, we may be able to convince the sensors that an enemy ship is approaching. Their instruments would lie to them.
If you can pull that off, Mr. Worf, you might give us the edge we're looking for.
But what about the view screen?
If I am successful, the computer will project a false image of the enemy ship on the main view screen.
So unless someone runs to a window and looks out,
they're going to fall for it.
The whining's still smooth. We should be able to do something with these dilithium fragments we scattered.
Sure, the system's functional, but
without antimatter, what difference does it make? Jordy, I have to return to the Enterprise.
Wes, we've only got 32 hours.
This is important.
And this isn't?
Attempt the routing bypass here. If it works, they will be surprised.
Where am I going to get the option table?
Anywhere.
Captain? I left an experiment running back on the Enterprise. May I go back and shut it down?
Is that important?
Well, it has to be monitored. And it is my final grade in plasma physics.
Message from the Hathaway, sir.
On screen.
Request permission for Ensign Crusher to reboard the Enterprise.
Why?
Apparently he was so anxious to join the away team, he left a very critical experiment unattended.
Do you have any objection?
He should be escorted and have no contact with anything save his research.
Permission granted.
Mr. Burke, will you handle that?
Aye, sir.
I saw no sense in Riker choosing him anyway. Just a non-commissioned child.
I can't believe I forgot about this. It's a good lesson not to let excitement cloud your judgment.
Yeah.
Very delicate. I spent 6 weeks setting this up.
A lot of work.
Oh, no. This is ruined.
That's too bad. Look, is this going to take much longer?
I'm going to have to dispose of this safely. This is very volatile.
I'll beam it off the Enterprise and leave it particleized.
That's fine. Let's just do it.
All right, I'll transfer the coordinates to the transporter.
What did she mean by bust him up?
In her own way, Dr. Pulaski was instructing me to take the shortest route to victory.
As opposed to what? Begin.
Go. Yes,
yes, go.
Come on.
Go. Good one. We're good. That's...
Oh, look at them.
Good
job.
Oh.
The computer beaten by flesh and blood? You advanced quite far against such a worthy opponent.
Thoroughly enjoyable, Mr. Data.
I am at your disposal for a rematch.
Thank you. But what would be the point?
How can you lose? You're supposed to be infallible.
Obviously, I am not.
Enton, where is Commander Data?
He has temporarily removed himself from bridge duty, sir.
Your crew is excellently trained, Captain. A tribute to your leadership. Although I doubt their extensive preparation will be needed.
Why is that?
I do not expect Captain Reiter will present much of a challenge.
Mr. Kalrami, may I speak with you in private? I would like to know the root of your prejudice for my first officer.
Oh, Captain,
Mr. Kalrami, you have been nothing but denigrating and abusive of Commander Riker since coming aboard this ship. Now, I would like some explanation.
Having studied William Riker's file prior to this assignment, I have found him wanting.
In what regard?
His work record is exemplary, but... as you know, a starship captain is not manufactured. He or she is born from inside, from the character of the individual. My interviews have revealed a man who displays circumstantially inappropriate joviality, belying the seriousness of his station.
Don't confuse style with intent. Only a fool would question Commander Riker's dedication to Starfleet and the men and women under his command. He is simply the finest officer with whom I have ever served.
We shall see if your faith is well-founded.
The test is whether the crew will follow where Commander Riker leads. His joviality is the means by which he creates that loyalty. And I will match his command style with your statistics anytime. Come in, please.
Data.
Counselor, is something the matter?
That was going to be my question.
With my repository of knowledge, I expect it to perform better against a humanoid life form.
You know, some of our greatest advances have come from analyzing failure. While it can be ego-bruising...
But, Counselor, I do not have an ego.
Yes. Well, a loss can be disheartening.
But, Counselor, I do not have a...
Data, you can handle defeat in two ways. You can lose confidence, or you can learn from your mistakes.
That is what troubles me. I made no mistakes. I have conducted a diagnostic check of all of my programs. I am now cross-checking with the ship's computer.
Is that all necessary?
I believe so. I have proven to be vulnerable. At the present time, my deductions should be treated with skepticism.
So that's why you haven't been on the bridge?
Yes. The captain would be ill-advised to rely upon my judgment.
I think you're overreacting. I'm sure you're all right.
I, however, am not sure.
Easy now. Is that it?
Yeah.
Good. Good work.
Right. Hand me the connector on the desk.
What is that?
My experiment from the Enterprise.
Wes?
It deals with high-energy plasma reactions with antimatter.
You went back to the Enterprise for that? Wes, you cheated.
No, sir. You told me to improvise.
Well, the hard part is going to be calibrating the thermal curve necessary to start a controlled reaction.
Assuming you can you regulate the reaction?
There's just enough crystal left to do it. We plan to channel the reaction through the ship.
Are we good? You're better than good. Great. Brilliant. It's going to be fun. Carry on. Come in, please.
All right, Data. Enough of this.
Doctor?
How long are you going to sit sulking like Achilles in his tent?
I'm conducting diagnostics.
You may be able to sell Troy that story, but not me. And you're smarting because you were beaten. Well, it happens.
No, Doctor. This is not about ego. I'm concerned about giving the captain unsound advice.
I wish I had never maneuvered you into playing that game. I'm sorry.
Why, Doctor? It is done. And perhaps just as well. This has indicated that I am damaged in some fashion. I must find the malfunction.
The simulation begins in 1 hour.
You'll have warp drive, Captain, though it may not be what you expected.
I think that deserves some kind of explanation.
We'll have warp one for about... just under 2 seconds.
That's not long enough for an escape. But used as a surprise, it may give a strategic advantage.
Sir, all of this is theoretical.
If your theory fails to pay off?
Have you ever driven a Grantham and Waterhopper?
Sure.
You ever pop the clutch?
You're saying we're going to stall the Hathaway?
And the Enterprise will waltz right over and pulverize us.
Try to understand. You're saying that Commander Data is suffering from a profound loss of confidence, and that you believe that only I can restore the balance?
Yes, sir. Both Deanna and I have tried, but we're not getting through to him.
Don't you think you both might be overreacting? Data is not capable of the emotions which you're assigning him.
The effects are the same, whether they're caused by human emotions or android algorithms. Data's not on the bridge, and I don't think Data's going to be on the bridge until we find some way to address his problem.
I'm less than 1 hour away from a battle simulation, and I have to handhold an android.
The burdens of command.
Come in, please. Commander, I require your presence on the bridge.
Captain, with all due respect, perhaps it would be better if you choose another to serve as your first officer.
Data, you are my first officer.
I have not been able to isolate the problem, sir. I might make a mistake.
Yes, you might. But that does not alter your duty to me and to this ship. Now, do you know how to formulate a premise?
Yes, sir.
Then formulate this one. How do I deal with Commander Riker and the Hathaway? I want to wait for your answer on the bridge. And Commander, it is possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. That is not a weakness. That is life.
I believe I understand, sir.
And Data, will you leave your hesitation and self-doubt here in your quarters?
have several examples of Commander Riker's battle technique. At the Academy, he calculated a sensory blind spot on a Tholian vessel and hid within it during a battle simulation. And, as a lieutenant aboard the Potemkin, his solution to a crisis was to shut down all power and hang over a planet's magnetic poles, thus confusing his opponent's sensors.
And from these specifics, what general conclusion can you extrapolate?
Only 21% of the time does he rely on traditional tactics. So, the captain must be prepared for unusual cunning. Counselor, Commander Riker will assume we have made this analysis, and knowing that we know his methods, he will alter them. But, knowing that he knows that we know that he knows, he might choose to return to his usual pattern.
Wait. You're overanalyzing data. One cannot deny human nature. What kind of a man is Commander Riker?
A fighter?
Yes.
The weaker his position, the more aggressive will be his posture.
And he won't give up.
Then despite whatever options he is given, he must be...
The man that he is, exactly.
Is that a failing in humans?
You'll have to decide that for yourself.
On screen. The hunt begins, number one.
We're ready. Just remember, Enterprise, Captain Riker is never lost.
Begin now.
Set course 223, mark 357. Full import power. Initiate Kuma maneuver.
Kuma maneuver? Why would they start out with such a recognizable fluid?
He's teasing. He wants us to reveal our tactics on his terms.
Mr. Worf, counter with the Tilupian maneuver on instrument sighting.
Agreed. Three-quarter impulse, full on my command. Ensign Nagel, maximum shield. Mr. Worf, prepare your little surprise.
Aye, sir.
Set course 317. Mark 73. Present minimal aspect. Ready warp 1. Optimal spread on simulated torpedoes.
Captain, Romulan warship approaching fast from astern.
What's that?
Came out of nowhere, sir.
Bring it about, Ensign. Maximum shield. Full weapon system.
Disengaged. Modified.
Lock on. Open a hailing frequency.
I can't, sir. There's nothing there.
Warp 3 evasive. Stand by. Disengage weapons and shields. Re-engage. Modified beam.
He's quite good.
He's the best. Computer reports simulated damage to several aft decks, sir. Repair time 3.6 days.
How did he do that?
Mr. Worf must have overridden the sensor code. Played some holographic games. Mr. Data, input a new code. Attack posture. Circumvental attitude. Prepare beams for photon mode.
Aye, aye.
Computers report heavy damage to the Enterprise.
They're moving up, sir. Why not go after them?
Because they're not through coming after us. Wesley, Jordy, prepare warp jump.
There are no guarantees here, sir.
There never are, Lieutenant. I'm going to trust your expertise. Secure your station.
Stand by for my signal.
Ready to photon torpedo.
Captain, sensors picking up a Ferengi warship closing at warp 5.
Did you input that new code?
Aye, sir.
Mr. Worf, I didn't give you enough credit. Continue the simulation. Divert all power to shield.
Several modified beams.
Stay between a Ferengi and the halfway. Engage phases and target. Fire when ready.
That's no ghost attack in the Enterprise. That's real.
We must assist, sir.
What? We have no offensive weapons.
Where are my weapons?
Unavailable, sir. We cannot disengage the modified beams. The connections have been...
We must retreat.
Unacceptable. The Ferengi has broken off their attack. Drop shields, transport the away team aboard.
Transporter function's gone, sir.
Shields reduced to 1/5 intensity.
Use their moment of indecision to escape.
I have 40 crew members on board the Hathaway.
Who should be sacrificed to save 1,000? Acceptable tactical losses considering the circumstances.
Not to me. Notify Starfleet. Priority. Hail the Ferengi on my command. Formulate alternative.
As the Starfleet observer, I am ordering you to withdraw.
I am the captain of this vessel. Your order is nullified. Ferengi on main view screen. I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Federation Starship, USS Enterprise. Why have you attacked my vessel?
Why was your ship combative with another Federation vessel of lesser design? Why do you now protect your former target? What is its value to you?
Our probes indicate you were aware of our approach yet took no action.
Your answers will dictate our response.
We have refrained from launching a counterattack in the hope that this can be resolved peacefully.
Our probes indicate that you are crippled. And the ship you protect has no weaponry, no light speed drive, and only a scarce crew.
This makes no sense to us unless it contains something very valuable.
I am Blackthor! Lead all of the Ferengi at that vessel, quick! I will have the secret of the other Federation ship.
Surrender it to me, and I will allow your Enterprise to leave on harm. You have 10 of your minutes.
Sir, they're massing a surge of power. We're being scanned. They've locked on.
Data.
Our shields will not withstand another assault, sir.
Then there are no options. Retreat. Or die.
Captain's log supplemental. Due to a miscalculation on my part, the Enterprise has been subjected to a surprise attack by the Ferengi. I find myself with little time to decide the fate of 40 of my crew stranded aboard the derelict Hathaway.
I am open to suggestions.
Captain, we are now capable of launching a limited number of photon torpedoes.
I've already given you my advice, Captain. The Hathaway is expendable.
Commander Riker is hailing, sir.
On screen.
Number one. Have you been monitoring communications?
Yes, sir. Kolrami's right. You've got to save the Enterprise.
That would leave you defenseless.
When Braxler closes in, we'll hit our warp drive and take our chances.
With what?
We have a limited 2-second warp capability.
Impossible. That ship was rendered warp inactive.
I told you he was the best.
I'd like to hear more about this, Number One, later. Right now, I have to work something out with Mr. Data.
Premise. The Ferengi wish to capture the Hathaway, believing it to be of value. Therefore, we must remove the ship from their field of interest.
And they will soon relocate it after a 2-second walk.
There is a way. Number One, can you hear this?
Yes, sir. We're all here.
Waiting for you to pull another rabbit out of your hat.
Mr. Data.
On the captain's command, we will fire 4 photon torpedoes directly at the Hathaway.
1 millisecond after its detonation, the computer will trigger your warp jump.
I think I hate this plan. Data, we're not even sure our warp jump will work.
If the warp engines fail to function, the result could be unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. We will be dead.
Captain Riker.
I cannot order you to do this. What the hell? Nobody said life was safe.
The advantage is that it will appear from the creature's perspective as though... as though you were destroyed in the explosion.
That will deceive them only for a few minutes. Their sensors will soon locate us.
We'll only need a few minutes, Mr. Worf, because you were to prepare another surprise for them.
Never agreed.
On my mark, 4 minutes.
Remember, Geordi, if the implementation is off by 1 millisecond, the Hathaway will not survive.
Data, that's the one part of this plan that we're all absolutely sure about.
Ready, number one.
Ready, Captain.
Ready, Captain.
Good luck to both of you. Raptor.
I would wait no longer, Picard.
You needn't. The answer is no. Your actions have been wholly criminal. You will not profit by them.
You are a fool. How can you stop us?
You believe the Hathaway has value? We deny you your prize. Fire!
Destroy your own rather than suffer the ignominy of defeat and capture?
You had no claim on that vessel. It was ours to destroy.
And you are ours to destroy.
You can try.
Enterprise targeted, leader. Leader, there is another Federation ship closing. A starship. Vessel shield. You have been outmaneuvered.
Captain, our sensors show no Federation starship nearby.
Of course not, Mr. Burke. That was Klingon guile.
You made it, number one. Smooth ride?
Well, certainly was different.
We'll lock on, pick you up.
With pleasure, Captain.
I must admit, your Commander Riker acquitted himself quite admirably. And so, Captain, have you? My report to Starfleet will be most.
Thank you.
Initiate recovery procedures. Continue repairs. Plot a course for the nearest starbase.
Captain's log supplemental. With the transporter repaired and my crew safely back aboard, we have officially ended our first Starfleet battle simulation.
Suspended the game.
Because this is not a rematch. You have made a mockery of me.
Data, you beat him. No, sir. It is a stalemate.
No game of stratagema has ever gone this high.
What did you do?
I simply altered my premise for playing the game.
Explain.
Working under the assumption that Cole Rami was attempting to win, it is reasonable to assume that he expected me to play for the same goal.
You didn't.
No. I was playing for a standoff, a draw. While Kohlrami was dedicated to winning, I was able to pass up obvious avenues of advancement and settle for a balance. Theoretically, I should be able to challenge him indefinitely.
Then you have beaten him.
It is a matter of perspective, Doctor. In the strictest sense, I did not win.
Data.
I busted him up.